بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Listening to Mulana, a lot of thoughts going through my mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us see something beneficial for myself, for my islah and the whole ummah as well. The first point we just touched on, which Mulana was mentioning on sometimes like the Nafil Hajj, Fadail Amal is a story also where the person comes to the Sheikh and then the Sheikh stops him from reading Quran Sharif. So all people object at the Sheikh and say, what type of Sheikh? And all people start having evil thoughts of the Sheikh. But like Mulana explained, we have to have i'tiqad. And outwardly we see the Sheikh is following Sharia. He's concerned all the time of the commands of Allah, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we should have full confidence in him. We should give our heart over to him, that we, our thinking no more, take our thinking caps off and we put our thinking caps on the Sheikh, whatever he says. And when this person was instructed by his Sheikh that he should stop reading Quran, the people started having bad thoughts of the Sheikh, and slowly others were encouraging that, no, you should start reading Quran again. When the Sheikh came to know, he became disturbed and annoyed. He reprimanded him and he told him again that you just stop reading Quran and you continue with your cause of dhikrullah. Continue with your cause of dhikrullah. And then he listened and abided by the Sheikh. Allah give myself, yourself and the whole ummah the tawfiq to have confidence in him, in our Sheikh. And then we will see such spiritual realms that will open up that we can't imagine. So like in this story, he explained then that eventually he listened to the Sheikh, abided by and complied by what the Sheikh requested. And then afterwards when the Sheikh then instructed him, now you start reading Quran. And when he went through that cause, that spiritual cause, and the operation took place, and his heart was purified, like our Hazrat Sheikh explains to us all the time, as it well explains of the dhikrullah, the operation of the heart, cleansing the heart on a daily basis. Like our friend, I'm thinking of Uncle Ashraf sitting there, he always tells us that this is our spiritual bath. So that spiritual cleansing that's taking place all the time. And when he did that spiritual cause, then he says that every verse being recited after when it says, now you're permitted to recite. Then when he started reciting every verse, it felt like a whole different world was opening up. Uloom and knowledge, an ocean of knowledge that was opening up for him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that tawfiq to have that confidence and that trust and reliance in our Sheikh. And the next point also Mulana mentioned on that, that we are fortunate to be around close by in close proximity. But you have to come closer to the front to feel the heat. You can't, the voice reaches all over, it reaches to the back, it reaches that side. But when it comes to the wife, you're not sufficient that you must have a phone call with her. Then it's not sufficient. Then you want to be intimate with her. The more intimate you are, the more ecstasy and happiness and enjoyment you feel. Likewise, I was once, sometimes the people tell us they don't make eye contact with the Sheikh. So I asked Hazrat Wala that, some people say you mustn't make eye contact with the Sheikh. You should just keep your gaze lower, like we read from. So Hazrat Wala, Hafizahullah wa ra'a, may Allah ta'ala keep him with afiyat and strong iman, is that explained, they said that now when it comes to this, then we want to believe that or follow this. But when it comes to the wife or her, then we want to make proper eye contact. So Allah give us tawfiq to come closer if you want to feel the spiritual heat. And like when you're coming to these majalis to get the rahmat of Allah, to open up the heart, then we have to come closer and closer to the front. And the closer we come, then we'll feel something happening to our heart. We'll see a change taking place in our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that understanding and to have that talab and desire. If you see so many hadith comes that it explains, أَنَا عِنَّ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي, that I am to my servant what my servant thinks of me. And many other hadiths explain that there needs to be some initiative from our side. Come forward a little bit. That person who is willing to come forward a little bit, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the way for him. But there need to be some desire within us. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to help us and grant us that desire, grant us that enthusiasm and the zeal. And then we'll see what realms Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up us. Alhamdulillah. We went on a safar, we first started a few days in Azadville, and then alhamdulillah we went through Joburg with our Jamaat. Alhamdulillah our Jamaat at the moment is in Pakistan, out in Tashkil in Hyderabad. My brother Mulana Mahmood also joined them. MashaAllah, Allah make it easy for them and accept these youngsters. Humbly request du'as from all of you that Allah make us all deendar and make our motto akhirah. Alhamdulillah, just two kargozaris which I was thinking maybe I'll mention. One is we were in Lens and I met one uncle, and this uncle was explaining that he said that make dua that I saved up some money and I decided that I want to buy a vehicle. And then I got the money, it's about 130,000 rand, but then the thought came in my mind that instead of me buying a vehicle, let me go for Hajj. Let me rather use this money, and he doesn't have a vehicle. Let me rather use this money to go for Hajj. So I was like, SubhanAllah, what an amazing thing, what an amazing sacrifice. For us, the first thing when we get some money, the first thing is I would have a nice vehicle, you know. So I was amazed. Then he said that I make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it possible for my visa for Hajj to open up. So I said, SubhanAllah, inshallah, I'll try my best to make dua for this. And he said, not only I want my visa for Hajj, but I also want my visa that Allah must take me away in Medina when I go now. My visa for Jannah. He said, these are the two du'as I'm requesting you to make. Make a du'a for my visa that Allah accepts me for Hajj. And the second du'a, make my visa for Jannah from Medina. And I asked him, I added on and I asked him that, okay, so you ready to go to Medina and pass on now? Because most of us, when we go to Medina Sharif, Allah take us over and over again. Then when we say, you know, we hear from the elders also, they tell us that we want to die in Medina Munawwara, but not on this trip, the next trip. Allah give us that burning desire that now we want to die in Medina or Makkah or in the Mubarakain or in the Masjid doing some dini work. So I asked him that, tell me if you're ready to go to Medina this year, Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara for Hajj, and you're ready to pass on there now, then what about now, what about this second? Are you ready to meet Maut now at this time? And he said, yes, if Allah takes me now, it will be the greatest achievement. Which one of us can say that? In Fadail al-Sadaqah, they have the beautiful stories where they say the Buzuruk comes in, or ordinary person, simple Simon, so to say, he comes in, and then he knocks on the door and says, is there a place where a person can find his death and meet his Allah? And then he said, the person who narrating the story said, I thought maybe this man is a lunatic or he's not functioning so well, his mind is not so functioning. But then he comes in, takes wudu, performs two rakat salah, lays down and he meets Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that readiness and purify our heart so much so that we can make ourselves ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it comes in a hadith that person who is desirous of meeting Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allah ta'ala make us reach that level, that when we are desirous of meeting Allah, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, I'm desirous of meeting Him. And next kargozari, we'll end off on this inshallah, that we were on our first tashkil, we went to Sialkot. So Mirsap was from Nushera, and the first night he was sitting with me and he's making muzakara like we hear from in the month of Ramadan. And this, all of this is exercise, mashq, a practice of practicing and perfecting our salah. So he was saying that you should make such mashq. We only practice when we want to exercise for some, you know, tournament, then we exercise on our soccer, or somebody wants to run a marathon and then he's exercising for months. But who makes that exercise of salah, that a person wants to reach a salah where he feels he's standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he explained, he said that I make this salah, every time I start salah, then I start Allahu Akbar, and I think of Allah, and then I read the Tana, and after I read Tana, I read A'udhu Billah. And he says, when I finish my salah, I think of, where did I stop thinking of Allah in my salah? At the point where I stop thinking of Allah, I start making istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And then he starts and he makes another two rakat salah. And he says he continues like this for his practice of his salah, he makes another two rakat, till the concentration and the presence and the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there with him, right till it comes into ruku, right till it comes into sajda, and then until two rakats, complete two rakats where the salah was in total obedience and consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, after about half an hour of such practice, he said in the winter days, in the winter nights, then you can do it at night. And in the daytime, in the summertime, you do it in the day because obviously the nights are very short. And then he explained, he said that when you're making such a salah and you're practicing, and this is what Hazrat Wala has, you know, formulated this whole tartib of every morning that we should come for this 30, 40 days, make practice on our salah. We have a session with salah, the importance of salah, the different postures of salah, the different things to be ready in salah. We humbly appeal that we come ourselves, encourage our children, encourage our neighbors, encourage our family members. May it be the desire that my whole family must come and learn how to make a proper salah. So he says that when you reach such a stage that when you're standing in ruku, you just don't want to go. When you're standing in qiyam, you just don't want to go in ruku. Once you're in ruku, when you reach that kayfiyat of salah, then you're standing in ruku, you don't feel like coming out of ruku. Because there's such ecstasy, such closeness and such proximity that you're feeling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you don't feel like coming out of ruku. And then that's how the whole salah goes. And this is such communication, enjoyment of salah, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to try and practice and bring in such a salah that has life, a salah which we feel the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a salah which will be a means of taking us away, you know, from all types of wrong and bringing us towards the obedience and making our lives like how we were obedient in this month of Ramadan, make our entire life outside the month of Ramadan also obedient. And I end up on this is that one of the elders when we were leaving, then he gave us some advice. And he said that Mujaddid Al-Fitani rahmatullah alayhi, we would say that throughout the year, the rahmat of Allah, some droplets come down throughout the year. But when it comes to the month of Ramadan, then the doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy opens up like the oceans, like torrents it comes down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.